So let's review. Our Gemara, which began on the bottom of Dav Zayin Amud Beis, discussed the advantages of Tefillah B'Tzibur, davening in the shul with a minyan, and that it creates an Eis Rotzen, a favorable time or an opportune time to daven, even for an individual who, for whatever reason, cannot physically be with them in the shul. Amalei Rabbi Yitzchak L'Rav Nachman, my time alei osim mar lebei k'nishul litzluyeh. Rabbi Yitzchak asked Rav Nachman why he has not been coming to shul. And even though Rav Nachman gave him acceptable answers, Rabbi Yitzchak in the end quotes Rabbi Yochanan in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, who is quoted extensively on the previous daf, and says that even when a person cannot come to shul, he should still try to daven be'idna demasli tzibura, at the same time as the tzibur, the congregation, davens. As it says in the pasuk, Va'ani svilasi l'cha Hashem eis ratzin. David Melch is saying that as for me, my prayers are for you, Hashem, at a favorable time, to which Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai adds, Emosa eis ratzin, when is this favorable time? That is, b'shor shatzi b'mispalon, during the time when the congregation is davening. From the above conversation, we learn that b'idna demasli tzibura, during the time that the tzibur, the congregation, is davening, it is considered an eis ratzin and is effective afil liyachid, even for a private person davening at home, as long as he davens during that same time. Rabbi Yochanan, in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, learns this out from the pasuk of v'anis v'lasi l'cha Hashem eis ratzin. That David HaMelech is saying, as for me, my prayers are for you, Hashem, at a favorable time. To which Rav Shimon ben Yochai adds, Emosa eis ratzin, when is this favorable time, even for an individual? That's b'shor shatzi b'mespalon, at the time when the congregation is davening. Rav Acha bar Chanina learns this out from the following pesukim. Hein kinel kaber lo yimas. Behold, Hashem does not despise the numerous, meaning the tefillas of its tzibur. And it also says, Podei b'shalom nafshi mikrovli. Hashem redeemed my soul in peace from dangers, ki v'rabim hoyu imodi. For the rabbim, meaning the praise of the congregation, were with me, even when I prayed alone. Another important reason for tefillah b'tzibur, davening with the minyan, Amar Shlokish kol mishesh lebeis haknesses be'iroi. Anyone who has a shul in his neighborhood, be'ena nichnas sham l'spal, and does not go into daven, nikar shochin ra, is called an evil neighbor, v'gerem golis loyu levonim, and brings exile upon himself and his children. On the other hand, if he does go to shul to daven, he is rewarded with longevity. K'da'am Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi l'bnei, as Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi advised his sons. K'dimu v'chashichu v'ayil be'knishta. Arise early and go daven in shul. K'hechi detur chachaya. In order that you may have a long life. The Gemara goes on to discuss the idea of eis mitzai, that there are specific times or events in life that a person should direct his prayers to. As the pasuk says, that regarding this, the eis mitzai, the proper time, a chassid, meaning a devout person, should daven for. Rav Chanina says, eis mitzai zu isha, that one of those times is when a person becomes of marriageable age, when we need to find a proper spouse. As it says, matzi isha matzi taif. Rav Nassin says, that eis mitzai zu taira, to learn taira. Rav Nachman Yitzchok says, eis mitzai zu misa, for an easy death. Rabbi Yochanan says, Eis mitzai zu kvura, for a proper burial. And Mazutra says, Eis mitzai zu beis akise, to have a restroom nearby that is easily accessible. The Gemara concludes this discussion with a statement from Rabbi Chiya bar Ami Mishmei de Ula, that Miyom Shachar beis hamikdash, from the day of the beis hamikdash, was destroyed, Ein loy lakadosh baruch hu ba'ilomai ila arba amas halacha bavad. Hashem has nothing in this world outside the four amas of halacha, meaning the shuls and the study halls where his Torah is studied. Another statement from Chiya bar Ami in the name of Ula. Om Chiya bar Ami Mishmei de Ula, Godol hanenum yegia kapoi. Greater is the one who earns a living by his own efforts, Yesem Yirei Shemayim, more than one who fears Hashem in heaven. Since by Yirei Shemayim the Pasuk praises him by saying, Asherecha, you are praiseworthy. Whereas by Yegia kapoi the Pasuk says, Asherecha v'toivlach, you are praiseworthy in this world and good for you in the world to come. One last statement from Rav Chiya bar Abi in the name of Ula. Om Rav Chiya bar Ami Mishmei de Ula lo oylem yodar adam memokim rabbi. A person should preferably live near his Rebbe. As we see by Shleim HaMelech, for as long as his Rebbe was alive, he did not marry Pari's daughter. The Gemara then presents two statements by Rav Huna bar Yehuda. The first is, HaManich Sefer Torah b'yoytzeh, the one who should not walk out of the shul while the Torah is being read. And the second statement, one should always make sure to learn the parasha of the week, each week, two times along with its Targum translation. Rabbi Shmuel Levi instructed his sons in three things. Ashlimu parasha saichu matzibur shnai mikavecha targum, as we just explained. V'yizaru bevridin, when shechting a bird, make sure to cut through the vridin so that all the blood will flow out easily. And v'yizaru bezaken shashach tamudai, be careful to respect the elderly, even if they have forgotten the Torah they have learned, just as we find by the first set of the luchos, which were also kept in the aron, in the aron of the kodesh hakodeshim, even though they were broken. Rava also instructed three things to his sons. Kasha'atim choytchim baster, when you cut meat, al techatcho agav yad, do not cut it on your hand. Val teju al mita aramis, and never sit on the bed of an Aramean woman. And val tavra choy besek neses, and not to pass behind a shul, while the congregation is davening, because it might seem that you're trying to avoid going to shul. However, the Gemara goes on to explain that this restriction only applies if the shul has only one entrance, and also only if there are no other shuls in town. Other exemptions are if he's carrying a load, running, or wearing tefillin, because in those cases it is quite obvious that he's not trying to avoid the shul. The Gemara then introduces us to a braisa that is related to one of Rava's previous statements. Tanya, Amr Rabbi Akiva, as b'shleish dvarim ani oyev es ha-midyanim. Three things that Rabbi Akiva liked about the Midyanim. That when they cut meat, they cut it only on the table. When they kiss only on the hand. And when they give counsel, they give it only in the open field, assuring that no one else is listening. Similarly, Rabbi Gamliel taught, b'shleish dvarim ani oyev es ha-persiyim. They are modest while eating, while relieving themselves, and in marital relations. The Gemara then returns to our Mishnah. Ring Gamliel oimer at sheyala amud hashachar. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon Yochai oimer pa'amim she'adam kari kriyishma shtei pa'am balayla. The time period between alois hashachar, dawn, and neitzacham, a sunrise, is halachically an ambiguous time period, which could be considered either the end of the night or the beginning of the new day, and will be defined by a person's own private actions. Therefore, Rabbi Shimon Yochai says that if one says kriyishma twice in the evening, or according to another version of the Braisa, Shtei Pa'am Bayoim, twice in the morning, he could technically be Yoitza, fulfill his obligation for both the day Kriyishma or the night Kriyishma, depending on when he said the other Shema. Meaning that if, for instance, he said the evening Shema, even just a few moments before Alois HaShachar, and then another Shema right after Alois HaShachar, a time zone that many might still consider night, he would technically be Yoitza the morning obligation with the second Shema. Because since he was already yoytze the evening Shema before Alois HaShachar, which everyone agrees is night, by reading the Shema after Alois HaShachar, he indicates through his action that he considers this next period as already morning. And according to the second Braisa, the same scenario would be true between Alois HaShachar and Netz HaChama, where he said the evening Shema before the Netz and the morning Shema after the Netz.